So the good news is it was right. You know, it was correct. The numbers were accurate. But when, you know, one thing I emphasize on the bank rec is there needs to be, you need to know what everything is on there to the penny. I mean, cash is something that is a big deal for everyone. So like I said, the good news was it was 100% correct. Everything was on there. The number, when I had them go back, they were able to trace everything to the actual deposits. But one of the things, you know, I think is very important is to stay ahead of these problems. So both things that I identified had no effect on the books. Both things, if there was a big problem, I'm pretty sure they would have found it. In fact, I'm extremely confident that it wasn't going to lead to a problem down the line. But I do like to bring this up because if it, you know, it's one of the things is I think it should be addressed now before I have to come up here and say, we fixed everything, but there could have been a problem. And one of the things I like about Story County is there's been no pushback. When I find something, it's like, okay, we're going to get better at that. So, you know, I do emphasize that these are issues I found. I don't think they were in any way major issues that would have led to the financial statements being misstated. I just think that I wanted to point them out to try to help you guys have a little bit better of a system. And like I said, a lot of it is to help you guys plan better. The year-end financial statements didn't change. I didn't make this massive adjustment. They kind of were what I was given. I just thought maybe the backup could have been a little bit better to help me do my job and also help the residents know exactly what there is. But like I said, I was happy that, especially with the bank rec, that the number was right that I was given. It was just a matter of getting the detail more down there. But like I said, I am happy with, you know, the way that the comptroller's office has continued to improve. You know, I feel bad, and I tell Jennifer, as good as you're going to get, I'm going to find more and more things because I don't like anything to be perfect, and I don't think I'm doing my job if I'm not looking for something. And I would be very honest with everyone. As you can see, if I thought there was a massive problem, I'd be here to tell you that there was. I just think there can be improvements.
Anything else, sir?
Nope, I think that's...
Okay, wonderful. I just didn't want to cut you off. Thank you for your summary of our audit this year. Commissioner Gelman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer or Mr. Costanza?
He's on mute.
You're on mute, sir.
Thank you for that. No, I have no questions. Thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I had four or five, which probably are just typos. I'm wondering if this is the best place to bring those up, or if there's a way for us to fix those offline. Should I just go ahead through those and point them out?
I'd say go for it.
So I just a couple things, mostly dates and things that maybe are carryovers from a previous report or something like that. The first one I noticed was on page 6 of the report, talking about our net position. And it compares the last column, the title on the last column shows the total for June 30th, 2021. I'm guessing that's referring to 2022 and possibly just a carryover.
Yes.
The second one that I found is on page 9, in the discussion of economic factors in next year's budget. And again, in the middle of the second paragraph, it references the dates 2020 to 2021. And I believe that probably is a carryover from a previous year. On page 10, it references some of the different things that have been done in our capital improvement plan. The date there is 2022-23, and I'm guessing that's possibly 23-24. The B Street water line started in 22 or was included in 22-23.
The planning for that project started in 22-23.
Thank you very much. On page 28. Maybe it's not 28. It is 28. Under expenditures, the tri-payback, there's a variance shown. The variance seems to be from the original budget, not the final budget. The final budget and actual amounts appear to be identical. You see that? Showing $543,967 yeah. variance. So again, I think it's just probably referencing the wrong column there. I'm sorry, this is what I was up. This is why I was late this morning. Just had to do a final check.
You don't get to blame that on me.
No, I'm just kidding. And I apologize. I normally don't do my final review till the night before, and so I would have been happy to bring these up, but I didn't notice them until last night. On page 35, there's a reference to excluding. I'm sorry, let me find. In section A, the second to last paragraph, it lists what's excluded from the reporting entity. It lists the Story County Schools, Canyon GID, but it also lists Story County Senior Center. And I believe we pulled that in, and that should no longer be excluded. That's actually budgeted within as a department now. Sorry, I wrote down the pages in the packet, not the pages in the report, so I have to cross-reference it too. On page 59, this is just of note. It references the corner bar lease and that it expires at the end of this year. I don't know if that's accurate. This is not for you. This is more for us. But if that's true, we probably need to take a look at that. And
it does expire this year.
Got it. It is being addressed. Perfect. Thank you.
That is accurate, and it will be brought to you next meeting.
Perfect. Thank you. And then the last one I saw was on page 60, having to do with the TRIGID. And again, this is pretty minor, but it just has to do with the term of the lease. In the first paragraph, the final renewal term ends on 2042, and then there's one that references the lease will continue until 2046. My math put it at 2042 for the final termination. So. Other than that, it was a pretty clean report.
Well, I thank you for taking my B-plus down to a B-minus. Yeah.
certainly appreciate your efforts on both sides and making sure that our practices are in line to make sure we don't have food issues. So thank you very much.
Thank you for that, Vice Chairman Mitchell. I had that exact list of corrections, but
took the word to
save it. Yeah, you did.
Well, I'm not as good a proofreader as I am with numbers, so thank you for catching those.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks to the both of you. Is there any public comment regarding our financial audit? All right. Not seeing any. I believe there's a motion for this, right?
Yes.
To approve it? Yeah.
Let me get back to it. Great. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County audited financial statements for the year ending June 30th, 2023.
Second the motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Mr. Costanza. Look forward to seeing you next year.
Thank you.
All right. Moving right along to item number 10, discussion for possible action, a request for Story County to participate in the State of Nevada Integrated Source Water Protection Program, a voluntary program to prevent the pollution of drinking water sources. Kathy Canfield.
Thank you. So yes, this is just a request for us to participate. NDEP is offering this at no cost to the counties or the local jurisdictions to come up with a voluntary plan for protection of municipalities' source water protection. We had a meeting with the contractor that NDEP has hired, which is Resource Concepts, that is working on developing these plans. We also met with TRI-GID and Canyon GID, who are also taking advantage of this program, and they had both asked us that they thought it would be helpful for them to also have us participating with this for our portion. So one of the things NDEP requests is that we have something from our board acknowledging that we're going to participate. There's no cost from the county other than just some staff time and in providing them information and assistance. So we anticipate just myself and then the emergency manager and Public Works all reviewing and contributing information.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy about this?
No questions. Thank you.
Ms. Sherman?
No, I don't have any questions.
All right. I don't have any questions either. But is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, are you ready for a motion?
Yeah. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to approve the letter of request for Story County to participate in the State of Nevada Integrated Source Water Protection Program.
Second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Okay. Thank you, Kathy. On to item number 11. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-716, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 23-24 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with the reestablishment of a senior planner at grade 140 and retitle and reallocation of tourism and events manager grade 135 to events and assistant tourism director at grade 140. Brandy?
Hi, Brandy Lopez for the record. We have a couple of changes, as you noted. We have a senior planner position that has been budgeted for in the last budget process. It was previously on a resolution, and we're just asking it to be reestablished at a grade 140. The VCTC, the second one is the VCTC is going through some minor reorganizations in their department. Their board has approved these assigned duties to the events manager. Going through her job description, we've decided it aligns better with a assistant tourism director. And we wanted to, the grade level that would align closely with what that her job duties would be a grade 140. Any questions?
Thank you, Brandy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this agenda item?
No questions. Thank you, Brandy.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, I have no questions either. Is there any public comment regarding this agenda item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 23-716, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2023-24 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees and with the reestablishment of senior planner at grade 140 and retitle and reallocation of tourism and events manager grade 135 to events and assistant tourism director at grade 140.
Second the motion.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Brandy. Moving on to item number 12, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval at the request of Commissioner Carmona, the modification of policy 504, providing for a pay step increase for county employees to help with recruitment and retention purposes and addressing salary considerations when hiring new county employees in difficult to recruit positions. I'll kick things off here. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you very much to the Comptroller's Office, HR Department, County Manager's Office. I had brought this up as something I would like to see happen, particularly right before the new year. I thought it would be most impactful. As most folks know, we struggle with employee retention. The job market out there is an amazing place today, to say the least. When you can pick up a fast food job starting at $20 an hour, it makes it very hard to compete. Especially us being up on the hill, you know, folks do have to travel a little bit. I've always pushed that Story County is a great place to be. We don't really have the trappings of the big city So, of course, I think it's a great place to be and worth the commute, but easier said for me because I only live 8 minutes away. It has been obviously an issue that I think the county has dealt with for quite some time now, and we have taken steps to, help recognize the employees that we do have that have been with us for a while, as well as trying to get more folks onto the Story County team. I've been a commissioner for 5 years, and the demand on staff has not let down. I know we are a small county, but for some reason, we need people. And a lot of times, and I'll pick on Public Works, they have been very short-staffed. As honestly, with most of our departments, we run a very tight and lean ship. But at the end of the day, the work just keeps coming in, and we need to get more bodies up here. In addition to that, we also need to let the employees that have been with us know how much they are appreciated. The work that they do is extremely valuable to the businesses, the constituents, and their fellow workmates. Again, I ask staff to take a look at a way for us to get that message out there. And the idea of this step increase was put forward. With that, I'll say if there are any questions, I'm happy to field those. I do also have the comptroller here, Brandy, with HR, to answer some of the technical questions. But that is the point of this agenda item, a way to say thank you for the current employees for all the work that they've done, and a way to try to get some more folks up here to realize how good of a place Story County is to work. With that, Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for me or for staff?
Complete support for this action. I thank you for bringing it up into our attention, and I think it's a timely process to go through, and certainly I support your request here.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. I appreciate that. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm supportive of the proposal as well. We try to balance being fiscally responsible and safeguarding the taxpayer dollars that are put into our care with actually running a functioning organization and making sure that we can provide good services to the residents and other stakeholders in our county. And so to me, as I look at ways to assure that we can continue to provide good services and potentially increase the level of service, a step increase seems like a prudent way to do that. Where we're not going crazy, but it's a measured way to make sure that we stay competitive and are able to both retain the quality people that we have as well as attract new people. And so I appreciate you bringing this forward.
Thank you. One other point that I forgot to mention, there are some folks that have tapped out as far as their step increases, and I just wanted to be known that this resolution, if passed, to use the analogy, all ships will rise with the tide. So there are other ways that we have accommodated those folks that have been with us for quite some time that have capped out on their step increase. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to understand all the intricacies, but I am assured by the comptroller and the HR department that not one single employee here will be forgotten with this policy. So I want to thank everybody. I know especially before the end of the year, things are tight. Everybody's got a lot of work to do, but staff really went out of their way to try to accommodate my request, and I'm truly thankful for that. So I don't ever want to be a pain, but thank you. You absolutely can, as long as it's in favor of.
Jennifer McCain, for the record, I think it's really important to note and put on the record that increase that's equivalent to a step is in no way increasing our budget. Most departments can handle this increase on their own, with a few departments that will possibly need help from our contingency, but the overall budgeted bottom line will not increase because of this.
Thank you. That is the one thing on my notes that I promised to say. I'm glad you backed me up. Thank you. This does not impact our current budget. Is there anything else that anybody wants to say? I'll go to public comment at this time. All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve the modification to policy 504, providing for a pay step increase for county employees to help with recruitment and retention purposes and addressing salary considerations when hiring new county employees in difficult to recruit positions.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. On to item number 13 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 14, which is the consent agenda. Before I ask the fire commissioners, Chief, is there anything you have regarding the consent agenda?
Nothing. One thing about it on the language, it was a little vague. That was kind of a last minute. Had to have staff throw that in, but it's just a modification of one word within that policy.
All right.
From regular rate to base rate.
Wonderful. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the Fire Commissioner Fire Consent Agenda?
I do not, thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No questions.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the newly created personnel policy P504 rates of pay. Or should I just say I move to approve the consent agenda?
That would be good, yeah. There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 15. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to enter into a modified agreement for fuels reduction with NV Energy. Chief?
Yes, Commissioner, it's Jeremy Lockhart for the record. As you know, we've been in a cooperative agreement with NV Energy for some time now, and it's all for fuels reduction around their infrastructure. We've been able to tie some of our own programs to it as well for a bigger benefit for just our communities. However, there are some problems with the old contract, and we have been working diligently with other fire agencies, DAs, a lot of people involved to come up with a common contract for everyone. So after a lot of work, we did finalize a contract that I presented to you. That to not go into great detail over it, I'll hit on just the major changes so you know how this contract is different than what we're currently operating under. As most of you know, we had a little clause in there to where we can purchase equipment and work that equipment off. Now they are not paying for any equipment. So we bring our stuff to the table and they pay for it. So we use our established fire rates as well as other negotiated rates to pay for those services. But we're acting more as a true contractor to NV Energy. So they don't get a detailed, you know, bill that has every single thing outlined on it. They get a bill for what the project costs. So that in turn will continue to fund this program. Without any concern, I've been talking with the comptroller's office. Financially, we'll still be good moving through this new contract in which they're going to open a PO for a matter of 1 year. And that PO is just kind of a guarantee of, hey, you'll have so much money you can work up toward. We know that's well under what it's actually going to take us to perform that. But those are rough estimates to give us that little buffer and make us comfortable. So really, other than the billing rates and the equipment purchases on it, the contract remains the same in its intent, and that is for fuels mitigation. So I think moving forward under this new contract, it's actually better than the old one. It's a cleaner just way of doing business. They want us to perform some work, and we bill them accordingly for the work. With the-